Radio Newark, the home of Radio Newark Sport. Weeknights from 7. Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
For some, sport's good enough on the back page. For us, it's the headlines. Welcome to the unique Radio Newark Sport. On tonight's show, the president of both the Nottinghamshire Amateur Athletic Association and the Newark Athletic Club, otherwise known as Gareth Bagley, is back at Sport Towers to look back at 2017 for grassroots athletics and for our man on the world athletics stage. And of course, he's going to be listening very closely to his athletics correspondent as she reviews Saturday's North Midlands cross-country events and the mini-league on Sunday. Amber's here at 20 past seven. Let's hope she gets it right tonight. Neil Bilton returns with his second update from the Newark Swimming Club. Find out how the youngsters are progressing. And did Becky get that England shirt? £7.50 for that one. And of course, we give you the local headlines and take our look at two or three of the stories that's making the national news. I'm Mick Bradley. He's here again. And first up, it's those national stories. And let's start with, there's only one place to start tonight, England v Brazil. What a fixture. This is the top fixture in world football, the world's number one footballing nation against Brazil. Not yet.
What a training session for Brazil, eh?
More new caps. Now, who's right, Tony? We keep going on that we should get the old guard should go, give the youngsters a go. He's giving the youngsters a go and he's being ridiculed for doing it. Okay, we'll see what happens tonight. What I don't want to see is give the youngsters a go and then kick them all out when the old guard can be bothered to turn up.
Yeah, I mean, go with the kids by all means, because I mean, the seniors have done nothing. So
that's it, end off.
Give the kids a chance, because honestly, I got asked out tonight.
But give the kids a chance if you stick with them. If you're not going to stick with them, why bother?
If they're good enough, you'll stick with them.
If they're good enough.
If they're good enough, they'll keep the places. But I'm sorry, but I'm still reeling from the fact that you get a shirt for if you play, if you represent England at swimming.
You do. You get a GB top to put on when you... You don't walk around in a bikini all the time and a cosé.
Surely you get a cosé, I was going
to
say.
No, you get a shirt to put over there, a GB shirt.
Come on.
You should watch swimming. It's a sport. Trust me.
Well, but
anyway, but nothing.
Stay with the kids, yeah.
The Republic of Ireland are playing Denmark tonight.
Proper football match.
0-0. All to play for. It does mean the Republic's got to come past the halfway line, because they're going to have to score. They're going to have to sort of go past there to score.
He's going to do a Brian Clough in Europe, isn't he? Just nick one goal and that's it.
If he does a Brian Clough in Europe, he's going to win the competition 2 years on the bounce, mate. Because he's simply the best.
Well, we can't even see the clock to find out what time the first history is.
Okay, so let's just go through this again. European Cups, Nottingham Forest, 2, Dirty Leeds, 0. That's the end of that conversation as well. We're doing well tonight.
Dodgy referee in 1975 was the reason for the nil.
Let's go back to dodgy refereeing, if you like, and talk about Italy. Because Sweden had 2 stonewall penalties for handball. I mean, one of them, the Italian player, was directing the traffic in Rome city centre, waving his arms about. I mean, I'm not upset that Italy aren't going. I don't like the way Italy play football. I never have done. Buffon, I feel sorry for, because it's a sorry way to go out after 175 caps, the top European. He says he's sorry for your Italian football as he led a wave of international retirements after the playoff. I think the next one to retire is going to be the manager, to be honest. But, you know, they drew against Moldova and they couldn't score against Sweden. They ain't good enough.
That's
England-esque.
Well, you're asking a Scotsman about World Cups here. I'm a bit confused. What are they exactly? What do you do in them?
Something that you lot get excited about until it comes to the business end and then fade away badly. That's how that one normally goes.
We get excited about it until we cross the white line.
Watford have rejected an approach from Everton for the highly rated Portuguese manager Marco Silva. He's only been in charge of Watford for 11 games. Since he obviously left Hull City after their relegation. Everton made him their prime target to succeed the sacked Ronald Koeman, but the Hornets are determined to reject any attempts to lure him away. How can you A, sack somebody and not even plan what to do when he's gone? Because obviously they haven't got a plan, and then go for a manager and the ink's still dry and the contract is signed up at Watford, so he ain't going to go, is he?
I thought Sean Dyche was a shoo-in for that one.
But surely, don't you work these things out before you push the man for... If I was getting rid of you, I'd have Gareth in place before you're done. I won't get rid of you and then think, oh, what do I do next? Because this is what this multi-million pound company's doing.
Because the ratings would rocket, wouldn't they?
You know, I mean, okay, it would probably take a couple of weeks for them to miss you the amount of time you want, but... in all seriousness, how can you run a multi-million pound company the way Everton are running that?
Well, in fairness to Everton, they've always got West Ham in the same league, so they don't look too bad, do they?
One final one, and it's the one that Rob Wildman spoke about last night. I'm going to get Gareth in a couple of minutes and ask him that one. England head coach Eddie Jones has apologised for swearing on TV after receiving, apparently, a dressing down from his 93-year-old mother. Jones was frustrated by his side performance at Twickenham and was caught on camera losing his cool during the win over Argentina. "I have apologised for the language you used," he said. "I got a phone call this morning from my mother, who is 93, rapping me over the knuckles." Well, when I was giving the referees dogs abuse at Flow's there, mother was standing next to me doing exactly the same. So, you know, from where I'm point of view, she's worse than me.
God, she must be older than 93 if it's your mother.
I'll tell her that one. Make a note of that. Tony Smith having a go at you.
Again.
Again.
Mother.
Mother. Let's,
P.S.
Let's do the local headlines and then shall we talk to a president?
As long as he's not Trump.
It is where you see. It is there.
Seamless.
I knew it would be there. We've got a few technical issues tonight. The best result of the season for Ed Howlett, who has picked up a bronze medal in the men's foil at the Welsh Open. Look out for the full match report of this one from his mother on our website. And yes, she did criticise the match officials. Newark Athletic Club enjoyed a good day at the North Midlands Cross Country. Joseph Monk, Amelia Crispin and Chloe Hubbard amongst the stars. 24 hours, it was later, they all went to Mansfield. And as we've said already, Amber's going to tell us all about it. And the second round of matches in the rugby under-18 girls lasted 15 minutes at Ashfield, with our girls already 19-7 up when a home player got injured and the rest of them ran for cover. You know, mess with the Newark girls.
This is Radio Newark Sport.
Yeah, apparently 19-7 up, 15 minutes gone. One of their girls got injured. "We're not playing anymore, that's it. We're not playing." And they ran.
And that was Mansfield?
That was Ashfield, which apparently is different to Mansfield, according to Claire Dobb.
Is it?
I class it all the same. But
no, they're a bit more refined in Ashfield.
Are they? Well, they know how to run away from our lot.
They say please before mugging you.
Anyway, Gareth Bagley's term as top man of the Notts Amateur Athletic Association comes to an end this spring. So we're going to find out what the state of play is in grassroots athletic. But the first question to ask him, Tony, and just see if you can preempt the answer to this one, his weekend, which was busy already, turned out to be slightly busier than he expected. Because at 9:05 on Sunday morning, he got a phone call from his daughter advising him that he was a granddad for the second time, with Poppy joining the world at £7.05. Now, when you're a president, what do you do? Do you go to the mini league cross country and then go and see your newly born daughter? Or do you say, I'm going to see my granddaughter? You got sort of the mini league out. What do you do?
As a president, you go to the mini league.
As a president, what did you do?
Went to the mini league. That was after going to Remembrance Parade.
So congratulations to your daughter. Congratulations to you, a granddad for the second time.
Yeah, we've got 15th of January penciled. I think it's the 15th. Anyway, it's the second week in January penciled in for her to come and see what the North Mids cross country is. Country's like. I've already mentioned that to Pam.
Get them there and get them started young.
Get them into it.
I don't suppose she'll be in a Newark vest by then, will she?
No, not yet.
Oh, she's wearing more than that on the 15th of January.
Anyway, welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
To Radio Newark. And it did turn out to be a busy weekend, didn't it?
It did, yes.
It really did. What I want to, really, because we've got a lot to pack in tonight, and I've got no idea how these electronics are working. So while the going's good, let's continue.
So nothing's changed then.
2-year tenureship of the presidency ends in spring. We'll talk to you again before spring. But grassroots athletics, from where Tony and I sit, it seems fairly strong. Newark at the minute probably levelled a little bit after last season's highs. But overall, in Nottinghamshire, let's do the county-wide thing. When I go out anywhere to the athletics meetings, it's busy.
Yeah. I think you have to take it that athletics seems to have changed now. When I started back in the 70s, you didn't join an athletic club until you were about 15. Schools looked after you up until that stage. There were very few girls participating. I don't think we had a senior lady when I started. Now we've got, we're under 11s, and I guess we've gone a bit like swimming, really. We're very buoyant at the lower ages, get right up. And then as you go through the age groups, the numbers drop off more and more. And by the time you get to seniors, they're very few and far between. I've spoken, we've got one of our ex-members, he's still a current member, but he's just moved from Milton Keynes area to Watford, Ollie Carrington. He tells me that there's hardly any seniors there for him to train with. I've got my own son who's up at York. He tells me that, it's the same there. It's all sort of 17, 18, 19-year-olds, and then suddenly everybody's disappeared. And so what seems to happen is people move away from the sport and then they move back into it in their late 20s, but they don't join athletic clubs. They join running clubs because they just basically want to run, enjoy running, but don't want to be, shall we say, ultra competitive. But on the flip side, they'll want to improve on what they did the previous week or the, etc. They'll want to improve, but they don't want to seem to get into the battle of real competition.
It's what I call social running, recreational running.
And, yeah. There are some very good social recreation runners, and I wish we had some of them that are not fast and at striders running for us at Newark. But, and I do envy their social setup. And, of course, we have a number of offspring of those that run for those clubs come and run for the athletic club while mum and dad go off and do their social running.
What? And is this the same Rushcliffe, Worksop, Mansfield? This is across the board.
Yeah. This is very much the case. You tend to get we're running leagues. You tend to get your under 17s, under 20s, and then the odd the odd veteran, you know.
As a president, is there anything that can be done about this trend, or is this just the way sport goes?
I think it's the way sport's going. And there's so much sport, isn't there? You know, you've just mentioned Ed. You know, you've got this swimmer, you know. There's so much for them to do. I mean, you were advertising or asking the lady from the school the other day, why don't you get a Saturday football team? Well, you know, where's my athletes?
It took him a long time to come back on that one.
But yes,
actually, a couple of your athletes prefer that to playing the football.
Mm.
Joseph Monk is the prime.
Well, yeah,
you know, it's the prime one. Give him the two, and he'll go.
Yes.
He'll go athletics every single time.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got a chance to go do well because he's got mum and dad at the back of him. Yeah. What it's all about.
Do you foresee a problem in coming years with grassroots athletics then, or is just the trend, and it is the same trend in hockey, and if you go down to a rugby club there, and it's the same at football, it's a trend in all sports.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a case of, I say, it's competition for the younger people, and then older people just come back to it as a leisure activity.
The elite, obviously, will just...
They'll always get...
The elite will always get, won't they?
You'll always get
Olivia the elite. Fires, you know.
Yes, yeah.
The elite will likely if you just carry on
they'll
and go
carry
through.
On, yeah. You know.
But the drop-off is the...
Well, I think it's something like 10% make it through to senior level. Carry on in senior athletics.
But one superstar that's going to continue running for the next 10, 15, 20 years is Amber Owens, and that's where we're going, hopefully, in a couple of minutes. Now, Vito chatting away in the background there. What? One of the highlights, if not the highlight, of the Radio Newark Sport Week is 20 past seven every Tuesday night, very occasionally from the training centre for Newark Athletic Club, more than likely from the three-piece suite in front of EastEnders at home. Let's find out where she is tonight and say good evening to the wonderful Amber Owens. Amber, good evening.
Hi, Aaron. I'm not watching Coronation Street tonight.
You're not
actually training, are you?
Yeah.
It is a warm night tonight. Amber, there's absolutely no pressure at all tonight. Our guest is the president of the Nottinghamshire Amateur Athletic Association and the Newark Athletic Club. And he's sitting here listening to every single word that you're saying.
Just get me notes to see if you got it right.
Oh, God, okay.
So, I'm going to be quiet now in case I get it wrong. A massive weekend for Newark Athletic Club. Starting off in the North Midlands League at Corby. I've no idea how Corby in Northamptonshire qualifies for the North Midlands League. I'll ask Gareth that one a little bit later. But from your point of view, you was there. I'm going to shut up. The floor's yours, Amber.
Okay, so for the under-11 boys, Joseph Monk got third, so he had a really good run. And Emilian Crispin got second in the under-13 girls, so she's going really well at the minute. For the senior women's race, Chloe Hubbard was fifth, and also Becky Gallup was ninth. And obviously for me, I'm under 20 women, but then I'm in her race, and I came 30th. So, like, obviously, for the under-20 girls and for the senior, they do the races together because it's easier, because there's more numbers. And then for the senior men, there was Tom Hubbard, who came 74, Tim Bagley, who came 101st, and then there was Lee Braithwaite, and he came 142nd. There was my dad, Gareth Owens, he came 154. There was Carl Braithwaite, he came 155th. There was Andrew Corfer, and he came 156th. So they were all, like, in a row. So there was, like, three Newarks all came in at once.
They was chatting to each other, weren't they?
Well, that's what I told them.
Yeah.
Well, they all were until Dad decided he was going to be the front Newark of the three. And then George Lee came 187th. Rob Orgill came 215th. and Bill Taylor came 244. And then for the under 17 women, Eleanor Miller came 13th, Lauren Owens came 19th, and Tilly Owens came 20th.
And they was talking to each other.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah.
I think, anyway. And then under 15 boys, Tom Braithwaite came 42nd. And yeah, I think that's all of them.
Well done.
Before we go on to Sunday, your little group, Becky, Chloe, and yourself, overall, you'd finish fairly well up the rankings.
Yeah.
Come on, don't be modest.
I am being modest.
I've got you down as third team on the day and fourth overall. That's a fantastic achievement.
Yeah,
but we have a slight issue.
We do, don't we? Yeah.
Yeah, because the next North Min, I don't think Becky can do it.
No, Becky's at an England marathon training camp.
I blame the organisers. You know, the people, the presidents of these associations. They should not get the days the same. Amber, there's you lot out there trying your best, and they don't get the days the same.
I know. We're going to have to find somebody else to take a place, otherwise we'll lose our team spot.
Right. So we need another Becky.
Yeah, we need another Becky.
Yeah, that's easy done, isn't it?
Yeah, really easy. We've got loads of people lined up.
Right.
I can't believe she's back running again when the shot putting career was just taking off.
on to Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's the wonderful Notts Mini League cross court. I only do a couple. I go to Retford every year, and I go, obviously, to the Newark one. It's a wonderful couple of hours. The amount of youngsters that's there running, and you were telling us the other week that you really enjoyed it when you was a youngster.
Yeah,
before Nights Out in Lincoln took over.
I've only been on one night.
Anyway, talk us through Sunday.
Okay, so they came, I think it was the third Notts Mini League cross country in Mansfield. The under 11 girls race was Jasmine, and she led the team home in 17th place, followed by Anna Clark, who was in 18th, and Zoe Smith in 19th, and Harriet Monaghan in 37th. Then the under-11 boys race, and then both finished in, and both of them finished in the top 10. Joseph Monk was second, and Joshua Clee was 9th. For the under-13 girls, Niamh Monaghan came 13th, and I think it's Beth Wynne-Jones came 29th place. Isaac Stock finished 21st for the under-13 boys. And then in the under-15 girls race, Catherine Booth finished 10th, Ellie Monaghan finished 13th, and Alice Gibb finished 16th. So obviously Ellie had a busy weekend because she ran both days. And then special mention to Ellie Monaghan for completing the course despite a bizarre incident with a golf ball during warm-up.
I'm going to ask Gareth about that, because you was there, Gareth, was you?
Yeah, well, she suddenly appeared and sitting, you know, she's suddenly out on with an ice pack on her knee and what have you. Said, what's happened? She said, well, I've just been hit with a golf ball on the knee. It was coming into the park. So I thought Smithy was perhaps there playing golf.
He couldn't did anything.
So, I mean, yeah, but she managed, well, she was determined she was going to run. Yeah.
I mean, well done to her and to young Ben Mason, who was, I'm told, not very very well, and he was unable to finish, but he went and he tried.
That's
what it's all about, Amber, isn't it? Going and doing your best.
Yeah.
It's all about taking part and doing it for your team.
What's next on your list? Because it seems to be getting to a busy time now.
We don't have any competitions next weekend. They're okay, I think.
Is it just typical? Nothing next weekend. And then everything comes together.
Yeah.
Well, but you don't do it, but there's the Nan Indoors next Sunday at Sheffield.
Now, how do you fancy indoors at Sheffield, then?
Oh, I think.
This is the one.
My sister's doing that, actually.
Yeah, probably she is.
This is the one Luke Sayer does, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's that Lauren doing the pole vault. Lauren will probably be pole vaulting.
Yeah, I think Lauren is pole vaulting, actually.
Yeah.
Right,
that one slipped my mind.
You know what next Tuesday's all about then, don't you?
Yeah, I'll find out all my information.
All the information there and what Luke Sayer gets up to as well.
Yep, I'll be the top reporter for next week.
Right, okay. We've reached the... It's 7:29, so I'm going to have to let you go because it's half past seven. I get told off.
Okay.
Amber, have a good night.
Amber, fantastic. As ever, a joy. Talk to you soon. Bye. For somebody, Gareth, to take her totally out of a comfort zone and say, right, every single Tuesday night we need to talk to you. And us two idiots at this end, I think she does fantastic.
Oh, she's great.
I'm so proud of what the youngsters are doing. And she comes on there and she takes the banter and she gives us the report. And she's got something for us every single Tuesday night.
And in fairness for the golf ball incident, I was aiming for a member of the opposition. I'm just not very good.
No, I've seen Tony play golf before. He's not very good.
From a safe distance. About 3 yards.
Let's have a look at the national headlines.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs.
And it's the Republic of Ireland and they aim to seal a place in the World Cup tonight. Their playoff with Denmark is about to start with the tie finally poised at 0-0. The game's second leg is in Dublin, so they should and hopefully be on the front foot. Roy Keane says it's going to be a tense encounter. I think he's probably right. England take on 5-time champions Brazil, as we've already said in the friendly at Wembley. And Wales play Panama. Okay. And that could be Chris Coleman's final match as manager. But we might laugh about that. But Panama are apparently about 10th in the world rankings. Mm. So they're not doing too bad. Northern Ireland football bosses are reportedly planning to offer manager Martin O'Neill a new contract. It's thought the Irish FA are keen to tie him down to a new deal, following reported interest from Rangers, Scotland and the USA. We will see. I think Martin O'Neill will stop there because it just suits his lifestyle.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
How can anybody turn down Scotland?
He's a football man, so he wouldn't go to Scotland. One of what talked about is your 2017. What does a president have to do? And it's coupled with other jobs that you have to do. But it's been a bit of a sad day for athletics and a sad day for yourself today.
Yeah, very sad day. Place was packed out at North Muscombe Methodist Church. People stood outside. Yeah, it was obviously a sombre day, but there was a light touch to it. It was an excellent service.
I suppose that's all part of a president's job, isn't it? To represent. It was also a friend, wasn't he?
Yes.
So the president's job, it's a 2-year.
It's a 2-year appointment.
There'll be time before you finish in spring, but what does it really entail that you've been doing? I mean, what if you look back on your 2017, first of all, through the eyes of the president of the Notts Amateur Athletic Association?
Well, you get to meet lots of people. I suppose, in some ways, slightly thing is that you keep meeting the same people on the podium. So you get quite a rapport with them, you know, because you go through the age group championships and, you know, you can practically write down the name. In fact, Peter Tatton very often does sort of write down the names before we even get to the finish of the races, because he's got a good idea who's good to have won the medals. But you get around the county, varying events. The biggest frustration of the thing was that, of course, at the county track and field championships, all I'm doing is wandering around in my best bib and tucker and then handing out medals. And I really want to be down on the track side, you know, scribbling down the results and being involved. So, you know, I should be able to get back to the enjoyment, as you might say, rather than the presidential role. Not, you know, I mean, it's a big honour to be made president of the county and, I've thoroughly enjoyed it, you know, and I think the last thing will be at Shipley Park for the county championships, first Saturday in January, when we joined forces with Derby. I think this is, must be approaching 20 odd years we've done a joint championship. Works very well. Again, that was all to do with numbers. You put the word championship against something and suddenly everybody runs away, runs the other way. They don't really want to be, you know, I'm not good enough to be in the championships. You run against them the next week, there'll be, you know, twice as many folks running the next week in some race, but they can't run in the county championships because they're not good enough. It's a strange phenomenon, but it's the way it is.
So you're a bit like the Duke of Edinburgh, are you? Because he's the world's number one sort of placo opener, isn't he? And you're the world's number one medal putter on her.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, he's our Duke of Edinburgh.
Take some living down.
So
there goes our OBEs.
Yours went a long time ago. So that's from that one, but. So that's the newer AAC, and we did sort of start the show earlier on by saying how's things, and it was absolutely, seemed to me, wonderful season, 2016. I mean, many cross country leagues and everything. It was Newark.
Yeah.
It's not now. So how does Newark sort of combat that? And Are you a Newark man, or in these last sort of 18 months, have you had to put a, well, I'm neutral here?
No.
Good lad.
No way. yeah, we had a, well, not just in 26, we had a, on the cross country, in the kids cross country, we had a purple patch, didn't we, four championships on their own, you know, what have you. Rushcliffe have probably taken that mantle now. They're going very well. I mean, and I noticed there was quite a number of Knots vests appearing or have appeared this year. I mean, they should be, no other club in the county should get near them. They've got something like 300 kids signed on, you know, the waiting lists and what have you, but it's getting them out, you know, and quite often the frustrating thing, lots of clubs are the same. You have lots of people at lots of training sessions, but then don't appear on for race day. And as I say, Knots really on their numbers should be swamping everything. But having said that, the numbers in the mini league, certainly in the lower ages, they've gone up. We used to be operating on about 30 runners. We're now up in the 45s to 50 until we get to under 15, and then it drops off again. But so it's quite buoyant, and if you can keep those going through, I mean, I said to you in my little email the other week, you shouldn't have favourites, but you know, Newark under 17 girls is you know, to have there was one wasn't available, so Katie Mack came in again, bless her. So six girls that have basically just kept it going and support each other and keep each other going, that's quite a great feeling to have that when they've come along from 11, 12 years old and they're still going. You
see, I'm lucky in that respect because I can cut myself off and do not have any favourites across any sport.
No, we've noticed.
Whatsoever. Everybody is treated on a level playing field. I have no favourites anywhere.
No.
There's a Newark under 15 rugby team
you know, that seemed to come to mind. Yeah.
No. On the other side of having favourites, it's, how frustrated are you as president of Newark AC when, I mean, you've already said that Striders and Not Fast have got runners that should be competing at competitive levels, but they don't want to, and that's okay. That's fair comments, but they're good enough. They're good enough there. Then this season,
you see your star junior runner leave you and go to a club on the other side of the county. Okay, yeah. I mean, the family lives halfway between the
two.
It's a toss-up between which one to go to. And the facilities. And we're coming back now to the one word, aren't we? Facilities. Because if we'd got the facilities here, Anna and Ben would more than likely still be here.
Probably would have stayed, yeah. Yeah. The interesting thing was, though, we had a new youngster come along a few weeks back, 5 or 6 weeks ago, and so I said, how did you get to know? Well, Mr. Smith told us that we should come along to Newark AC.
Anna and Ben was in here a couple of weeks ago, and
so that was nice.
Of them and the mother spoke so highly of Newark AC, and you could see that all three of them was upset to have made the decision that they had to make, but particularly for the future of Anna.
Yeah.
They thought it was the only decision that was, really to be made. How good can Anna Smith be?
Oh, she can be right up there. Yeah, she's definitely up there. Fourth in the Youth Commonwealth. Wasn't far off a medal, I don't think, but didn't go into that race pitched at that. You know, she was not one of the fastest ones, so she can really bring, you know,
when she came in to see us, she said at one point in that race she actually thought she might be going for gold.
Tremendous turn of pace at the end. Doesn't seem to matter what pace the race is run at, she's still got a tremendous kick at the end of a race, which is a big advantage.
So, injuries permitting, and the fact that she doesn't decide to go in a different direction when she reaches 18, 19, and, you know, I think she's that focused. I just can't see that happening. And the young lady that's coming in next week is hopefully going down the same line, and that's Amy Hunt. And Amy Hunt, of course, is not a Newark AC runner. She trains.
She's now in Loughborough.
And I would assume that you probably think Amy Hunt's future is well mapped out as well.
I would think so. Yeah, yeah. She's up there. I mean, she's in advance of. I think that Dina Asher-Smiths and people like that at that age. So she's done some tremendous races.
Can you take any satisfaction from Anna and Amy? I mean, Amy's a Newark girl, Anna's on the doorstep, but
not for Amy, because she's never been at Newark AC. So
Did she used to run for Lincolnshire then, or did she run for Nottinghamshire?
She would run for...
Because
she runs Lincolnshire schools. She runs Lincs County as well. But Anna, well, all the formative years, at Newark, so, you know, Stuart's got to take a great deal of credit for, you know, getting her there.
That does lead me on to Stuart, because almost every single athlete that comes in here, Tony, at some stage mentions Stuart.
Yeah.
And they've made him the athlete that they are. You know, I mean, that's from Linton Taylor, Becky Gallup, Anna. You know, they're all been in here, and they've all mentioned Stuart. He's a living legend in athletics.
Yeah, he's not a shouter, you know, he's not vociferous. But he gets his message across. I've only ever seen him lose his rag at one training session ever in all the years I've known him. And it was effective.
he's always this from the quiet ones.
You know, it's quite and completely out of the blue. But, yeah, it was effective. And they want to do it for him.
Yeah,
they want to do it for him. And he has that way of bringing it out of them, you know.
Just to throw one more name, and I know she's a particular favourite of Tony Smith's, because I do not have favourites, but she's a particular favourite of Tony Smith's, and of course that's Becky. And now you said 12 months ago that she can quite capable of doing 2 hours 50 minutes for a marathon, and she came in here and just about fell off the chair when we said it. Not a chance, no way. And she's now down to 2:53.
And she went into Frankfurt having been told if she got she told me this, I don't know whether she told anybody else, but if she got sub 2:55, then she would be in the England training setup. So she achieved that, and we won't be picking any medals up in the North Mids League now this year because she's going off at a training thing, and good luck to her. But you know, if Paul Halfpenny's got any more hockey players that are coming to the end of their hockey career, then please send them along to the athletic club because we'll give them a second career.
I think Paul would quite like him back in the on the hockey pitch. But
I was telling Mick that I was actually delivering on Beacon Hill, delivering the medication on Beacon Hill, and Becky was running up Beacon Hill, and she just looked like she wasn't touching the floor. She was absolutely flying.
Well, as you know, she's not very tall, but her stride length compared with her height is absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. If you watch her on a sideways thing, the stride length is...
And this goes back to... Stuart. All roads tend to lead back to Stuart. One that is, joking apart, is a favourite of mine is the Pocket Rocket. She's just phenomenal.
Again, we'll get back to Stuart. She's listening to Stuart. She's not running. She's not competing as much as she was. I mean, last year,
before the reports had dried up,
last year she would have run on the Saturday and she would have been at the mini league on the Sunday, but not this year. She's decided that the North Mids is the priority, and she's, you know, it's not good to run back to back, you know, and no doubt we'll have that conversation with Joseph in another year or so,
but as long as they listen,
that's right,
to somebody who's been there, done it, got the t-shirt with the England vest on it.
But what's her stride length like? Because last time she came in to see us with her dad,
she's grown a foot.
And it was all legs.
She was looking at me eye to eye.
She's got three-quarter legs.
It's
the same as Amy, isn't it? Right, let's see if we can find Neil and talk about what's happening at the swimming club. So it's Tuesday, back to the phone lines, because every second Tuesday we don't find out about New York Swimming Club because he's not there. Oh dear, never mind. What we'll do is we'll utilise Mr. Smith into doing something that he can do, and that's make a telephone call me while Gareth and I just chat on about athletics while you try and get hold of Neil again, Tony, if you would please. Yes, that's the phone number. Not the page number, that's the phone number. I have this every night. Yeah. You realise this. You know. He's actually made the advertiser what it is today. Oh dear. You don't get many weekends off, do you, Lynn?
No, very few.
I mean, we haven't yet spoke about the international globe-trotting Gareth Bagley. We're going to do it on another show because there isn't time. So we'll split that one down to a show on its own sometime in the new year. But you don't get a lot of time to go and see the second granddaughter.
Well, being as I don't have to go to that, you know, do that horrible thing called work, I should be popping in during the week.
You can pop in the daytime. Hopefully we've got hold of Neil again. Neil!
Hello, mate. Hello.
No, don't worry about it. I entrusted the phone to Tony Smith, so anything could have happened.
could have got Milton's
right,
blooms.
Let's get straight on, else I'm going to lose time. Neil, the last couple of weeks at Newark Swimming Club, please, over to you.
Okay, no problem. So we've got a really, really busy weekend coming up. We've got two open meets this weekend. So we've got Saturday and Sunday, the Major Oak League, Major Oak Open Meet, which is at the Water Meadows. There's a few swimmers in that, but most of the swimmers this weekend are going to be at Grantham at the Mears, taking part in the Boston Open meet. So I wish all our swimmers all the best of luck for that event. Following Friday, we have our presentation night at Newark Academy. That is obviously to present medals, the swimmers that took part in our age group championships, which was a couple of weeks ago. And there was a lot of really small young swimmers that have taken part in their first club championship, which was always great to see the little ones coming through. I think you've got Louise coming on as well tomorrow, I think, Louise Orgill.
We have.
Obviously, I'm not
yes.
going to steal her thunder, but no. She's done very, very, very well in her open meet. Open water. So I'm not going to steal her thunder, but again, I think she's done fantastically well coming, you know, in the as high up in the rankings as she did. So that was really good.
I actually only have one question for Louise, and I have it every time. Why?
What's that? I've spoken to some of my, you know, lads at Newark Swimming Club, including my lad, about swimming open water. And they just don't get it. They really don't. When you have to get up in the morning and go and swim in a lake that's like, you know, 5-6 degrees, I couldn't think of anything worse. But no. Hey, she loved it. She
yeah, I know.
Good on her. just couple of other things. We have a bit of a celebrity in our ranks this week. Becky Franks. She came second in the Lincolnshire Sports Personality Awards, which is a fantastic achievement by Becky. So sort of big congratulations to her. And also as well, she has qualified for all of her qualifying times, which will now enable her to compete in the international meet at Ponge Ford. So as long as she does pretty well in that, then the Paralympics, here we come for Becky. So wish her all the best of luck in that. Obviously, you know, that'll be early next year, but she's done fantastically well. And as I say, she's one of our disabled swimmers, so she's done fantastically well, so wish her luck on that. Also coming up this month, Saturday the 25th of November, we've got another open meet coming up at Ponge Ford in Sheffield. A fantastic pool, and again, we normally do really well at Sheffield. It seems to be a really quick pool for us. And then last but very not least, the following Saturday, also on the 25th, bit of a mad week for a lot of people, so they'll be over at Sheffield at that open meet. And then they've got to then drive down to Hucknall because we have the final stage, the Notts ASA Stage 2, Round 3 at Hucknall Leisure Centre. So pretty packed couple of weeks. And hopefully we get some fantastic success from all our swimmers, Mick. And obviously I'll be able to report back in a fortnight's time with some very good results.
It's going to be absolutely manic. Let me take you away from swimming. Let's talk about Ben for a while, because Ben came into the studio a few months ago. He enjoyed a cracking season last season. He stopped with Muscombe. He said he was going to do. How's football going for Ben?
Going very well for him. Not scoring as many goals this year, unfortunately. But I think he's trying to. I think his coach AD obviously asked him to, you know, get involved with other things as well within the team to try and set more goals up. He's pushed him out onto the wing a little bit rather than going through the middle. But Muscombe as a whole, they're doing reasonably well. Obviously, the whole league structure's changed slightly this year with, unfortunately, the new Newark Youth League coming to an end, and it's now obviously looked after by the young Elizabethan League over at Nottingham. But what it has done is enabled a couple of new teams to come in. So we've had a new team come in, Colsterworth, down south of Grantham there. A very, very good side, very strong side. We've played them once and we gave them a really good game. But as it stands at the moment in the league, we have, I think from memory, it's Collingham Tigers, and they'll probably shoot me because I've got this the wrong way around. It was one of the Collingham teams first, then Colsterworth, then I think it's the other Collingham team, then Muscombe. So we're thereabouts. So as a team, you know, we're doing all right. As I say, I'm sat at Muscombe Primary School at the moment, doing my dad thing and just sort of watching, well, just come back into the car, watching the Muscombe kids train. So
when he could be down in Bracknell having a curry.
It does make a change, but normally, as I say, my job at Panasonic does take me away quite a lot. So it's nice to be home for a few days.
It is, and get caught up with what everybody's up to.
Absolutely.
Neil, thank you so much.
The swimming fraternity never stops, so as soon as I leave Muscombe, I'm down to the Leisure Centre, and I've got a load more stuff to do at the Leisure Centre tonight. So, rest for the wicked.
Good stuff, and we'll catch up with you in a fortnight.
No problem. Thanks, mate.
Thanks,
see
you soon. Thanks. Bye. Bye. Neil Bilton there on all things swimming, and a bit of football as well. And of course, you've done the swimming rounds, Gareth, haven't you, in the past?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've been to many of the pools in Nottinghamshire on a Saturday evening. It used to be quite funny. We used to have a bus. And by the time we got to Kelham Road Bridge, you know, there, my lad would be fast asleep, much to the amazement of all the other parents on the bus. And he used to relax, go off to sleep, and then he'd be ready to race when we got to wherever we were going to.
I used to, I mean, I've been to some of these, and so have you, Tony, haven't there? These galas, the atmosphere in the enclosed area, yeah. the heat, and it's manic, it's non-stop. Yeah. I'm here figuring out what's happening next and who's going, but somebody knows exactly what's going on, but it's perpetual motion.
Yeah, I was once at a meeting, and I can't remember his surname, but it was a lad that played... eventually went on to captain England rugby at various age groups, Tom somebody from Southwell. And I'm stood there, and he's in the same race as Tim, and I'm looking at this lad. And the next thing, this lady turned to me and she went, "Yes, he is in his right age group." I can tell by the face you're wondering how old he is.
No, I think it was the European Youth Championships I went to in Leeds, and the atmosphere was like 10 Wembleys. Mm. Unbelievable. I'm sure I went to see Alex Bennett, who won the Commonwealth Gold in Vancouver, and it was amazing atmosphere.
She was the one that had the accident?
That's right, yeah.
Although I guess she would have, without that accident, probably gone to the Olympics.
Olympics, easily.
Yeah.
She was that good.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Gareth, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We've sort of talked about a quarter of what I wanted to talk about. Hey-ho! Next time, sometime just into the new year, I'll just want to talk about the globe-trotting Gareth Bagley, because not only are you Mr. President to us, you're also... What's the title on the sort of national level then?
Well, I'm a level 4 track judge. I get invited to do international meetings in the UK. I've had the joy of being at the Olympics, Commonwealth Games, European Indoors in Birmingham. I'm sitting with fingers crossed that maybe they might need me in Birmingham in March in some role.
Hard life, but somebody has to do it.
and then my spectating takes me to all the weird and wonderful places in December for the European Cross Country Championships.
But what we need to know is, do you call him Mo or Sir Mo? Because Amber calls him Mo.
Well, of course, she's had selfies with him.
Exactly. Exactly. when it comes to photos with the Owens family, it's just Mo. Another photo of me and Mo.
No.
Photos with the stars, Mo Farah, Mick Bradley, Tony Smith. she's met them all.
I don't call him anything, really. He's just an athlete.
He's actually got his night up today, hasn't he?
He's been today and
got his night up, and he's split with his coach, which I think is probably a good thing.
Well, from his point of view. He's come back to the UK. He's moved back to the UK.
Good.
To be based. And he's been coached by Mr. Radcliffe or Gary Lough.
And time's about done on that note. Time's about up. Don't forget all our shows are podcasts. It takes probably about a week for them to get on, but they're all be on there, so you can listen. If you missed it first time right, tell your friends and they can have a listen to it. So if anybody wants to hear Gareth again, thousands of you will know.
Nobody will want to do that.
And hear the podcast. Tomorrow night, as Neil said, we're going open water swimming with Louise Orgill and Tom Marshall. I know we found one. I've now found two open water swimmers.
Well, we can add Mr. Bagley to that.
It's three of them. Is it just? I just think it's plain.
But he's a wimp. He does it in a wetsuit.
Plain barmaid. But we'll see you tomorrow.